We learned, after our initial introduction in Perek Shvi, we learned in the 15th Perek that there are three levels of Kesharim. D'oraisa, D'rabbanan, and Mutter. Now, there are three opinions, again, three and three. There are three opinions in the Rishonim as to how we have the breakdown of the three levels, D'oraisa, D'rabbanan, and Mutter. According to the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam, if it has two factors, Kesher Shel Uman and Kesher Shel Kayoma, it's D'oraisa. If there's either factor, it's D'rabbanan. If it has neither factor, it's Mutter. Simple as all that, without any lumbus right now. Facts. Then, there's the view of Rashi. No, it's linear. It's all one issue of the relative degree of permanence or the lack thereof. If it's permanent, then it's D'oraisa, or indefinite, as someone uses different words. If it's immediate, on the other extreme, then it's permissible, and that means either within a day or a week. We saw different conflicting inferences. And if it's in between, let's say between a week and the indefinite, then it's Asur Midirabon. This is Shitas Rashi. The Urayim has a third point of view. The Urayim says the two extremes are the same. In other words, if it's permanent, then it's D'oraisa. If it's for sure, here's a little, for sure temporary, then it's D'rabbanan. Even if for a month, he says, but it's for sure temporary, then it's Mutter. Sorry, I misspoke. Then it's Mutter. It's temporary Mutter. What's D'rabbanan? D'rabbanan is a case in which it appears to be temporary, but you never know, he may change his mind. He may change his mind and make it permanent. Since the possibility exists of making it permanent, that's going to be also with the Rabbonim, even though he intends to make it a temp. He doesn't intend right now to make it permanent. Is that clear? Those are the three sheets. What's unclear is, according to the Rif and the Rambam, how do they define temporary versus permanent? That's a question which we haven't discussed yet. All right, so let's open the Mishnah. Does anyone have a Mishnah Berurah today? I guess anyone to bring a Mishnah Berurah? Yeah, you know, everyone's so spoiled and using it on the screen. Now the screen, once the screen's not going to work today, we'll be really in trouble. I'll read the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so thank God I have a Mishnah Berurah. The truth is, it's a small island table. Go down and get Mishnah Berurah for himself. But okay, I'll read it to you.
Everybody has a computer, has it?
Okay, so get your Mishnah Berurah. So you can look on. You have a computer.
I have a Mishnah Berurah.
Here's a Mishnah. So, oh, okay, good. Here's a Mishnah Berurah. You also have your. Oh yeah, you're good. Everyone has. Stop. Everybody has. He has a real Mishnah Berurah, believe it or not. An actual. he's the only one who's on real, virtual.
Copy directly from the notes.
So. Okay. Oh, very good. It's even faster that way. Shin Yud Zayin Avosai Mishnah Berurah Sivkaton Hey. Shin Yud Zayin Sivkaton Hey Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Let's see what it says. Remember. The Shulchan Aruch, let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Hakosha Keshel Kayamu Masi Uman Chayev, Kamolim Saponim, etc. Kosha Keshel Kayamu Veinu Masi Uman, Potter, is a quote of the Rambam. The Yesh Cholkin, and what do they hold? Kokeshesh, the Rambam speaking, Kokeshesh Shel Kayamu Afilu Shel Hedjo Chayev and Olav, Rashi, Rosh, okay, fine. Good. And the question 2 days from Ramah is it within a day or within a week? It says in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkaton Hey, Kokesh Shel Kayama, Hainu She'ein Darko Latir Liolim. It's indefinite, permanent. V'deyazu Pligya Mechaber, Gan B'She'eino Shel Kayama, V'u Maaseh Hedyot. What does that mean? Eino Shel Kayama Maaseh Hedyot, according to the Mechaber, is Mutter. V'yadato She'izkayim HaKesh Reis Zman. T'la Mechaber Mutter, Uladeyazu, Potter Avalosur, Domiktsas, the Kesher Shel Kayama, and 2 days in Ramah, a day or a week. The Mefurish of Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber Potter, he's quoting from Gimel, from Prima Gadim, which means that according to the Mechaber, which is the Rif and the Rambam, the definition of Kayama is forever. Because here, it's Dato Shiaz Kayama is his man, according to the Mechaber, it's not considered to be Shel Kayama. So the Mishnah Berurah is assuming based on Prima Gadim. The definition of Shel Kayama, according to the Rif and the Rambam, is the same as according to Rashi and according to the Urayim, which means forever or indefinitely. It's a simple pshat, is that way. That's a simple pshat. Simple pshat, fine. However, the Taz disagrees. The Taz, Rabosai, in Sivkot and Aleph, says no. The Taz claims, now you don't all have Tazes, so I'll have to just take it on faith for the moment, okay? The Taz seems to say, that according to the Rif and the Rambam, as long as he does not plan to undo it that very day, it's considered to be Kesher Shel Kayom. Kesher Shel Kayom? As a Chiddush Nifla V'Neira. Because according to the Rif and the Rambam, yes, it's true that there were two factors. That's true. What are the two factors? Ma'isa Uman and Kesher Shel Kayom. But if the definition of Kesher Shel Kayom is as the Taz would have it, so then you have a tremendous number of Chumras. That means if you have a Kesher Shel Ma'isa Uman, and you plan to leave it there for more than one single day, you're already running into a shadow of a daraisa. This is what it says in the Taz, Sivkot and Aleph. It's a lengthy Taz. Can't read it, the whole thing inside, especially not everybody has it. But that's what it says. Okay? I'll read you the lashon of the Taz. The Larif Aramba, Shem Deri Shona, the Machaber, Im Eino Shel Kayama, Hainu, Shenas alahati b'chol yom. That's what he says. So then he's saying over here, if it's eino shel kayama, which means nas alahati b'chol yom, and it's not a ma'isa uman, then it's mutter. Right? It is a ma'isa uman, it would be osa derabbanan. But if it's a Maisa Uman and Eino also lahate b'chol yom to daraisa. Wow, this is a chiddush nifla v'neira, the chumra, which the Taz is over here in Sivkaton Aleph. Okay, Sivkaton Aleph. That's what it says. Okay, fine. There's a third opinion. The third opinion is found in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Al Lubavitch Rebbe, and he says no. he goes, it's even a bigger chiddush. Just as according to Rashi, there were three levels. Rabbi said, listen carefully. What are three levels? Within that day or week. Then the in-between, the Zman. Then the Shel Kayom. So the three levels of permanence according to Shitas Rashi. So too, the Rif and the Rambam also hold from these three levels. So writes the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Siv Beis. Three different levels. So then, Yechayev Daraisa when? The same as the Mishnah Berurah said. Kesher Shel Kayama, permanent. Permanent mamish, indefinite. Then Yechayev Midoraisa. When is it mutter? Kesher Hedyot, in order to take it out that same day. That same day. Okay, that's... everything else in the middle is the Rabbanon. According to the Alter Rebbe, there's much more room for the Rabbanon, according to the Rif and the Rambam. Much more. Why? So many things... Arasim and Rabbanan. A hedjot, even forever. That everyone agrees is the Rabbanan, right? A uman, which is for right away. And what we call this man, which is a semi-permanent, whether uman or hedjot, is all asim and Rabbanan. This is the opinion of the Alter Rebbe. So we have three shitas, again, how we define permanence according to the Rif and Rambam. Fine. Now we turn our attention to the Shulta Giborim. Please open up the Shulta Giborim, which is on the Maramakomis. Let's define a little bit what exactly is a Ma'isa Uman. We haven't given any definitions whatsoever of what the word means. We know. We see the word Ma'isa Uman. We don't know what it means. We don't. What does it mean? So it's a beautiful summary, Rabbi Osai, in Shulta Giborim. We always have to chaza over and over again. Let's take the Shulta Giborim from the top. Okay, it's on page Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph. Here it's on page Kuf Yud Dal. We'll start from the very beginning. Everyone please look inside. We're going to go slowly. Okay? The Divir Rabbeinu. Who's Rabbeinu? Who's Rabbeinu in the Shulta Giborim speak? The Rif, because he's a commentary on the Rif. Mem Yud Yud. Who's Maimini? Oops, I gave it away. Mem Yud Yud means Maimini means the Rambam. So according to the Rif and the Rambam, Pregur Nilchel Shabbos, Halacha Aleph. Kol Keshe Shel Kayama, Umaisi Uman, Hakosho B'Shabbos Chayim. In the old Gemara, it's like Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, I believe, from the top. Okay. Ve'akosher kesher shel kayama ve'no ma'ase uman ela ma'ase hedyot v'chol adam kosher kach L'kayama potter, aval asur, l'kosha kesha she'ena shel kayama v'ena ma'is umat, mutol l'kosha l'chatchila. What a beautiful summary, in one word, in just a few lines. He gives us a summary of the... Right? It's important to know the summary. You have to know what the summary is. U'l'divrayim, plural, Rish Rif and Ramba, kol kesha shu k'ma'is umat, afal pi she'ena kesha shel kayama, also the kosher b'shabbos. Period. Even if it's for immediate, undoing. V'chein la'atir. V'chi kosev ma'im niperk yudu chashabbos aloch habeis. Here comes the problem. The kosher uman lo nisbar li. Hey Dave. Hey Chu. I shulta giborim. Don't know what is a kosher uman. Miu nir miloshen alfasi. Who kosher shekoshin also hodek heitev. Where do you see that in the Rif? Let me ask you a question. He saw it in the words of the Rif that it means something which is very tight. Where do you see that? Well, the Rif does say, for those who have my edition, it's the next page, page of the Kuf Tetzimov, or Mem Aleph Mid Beis in the old editions, where the word Maislum is found for the first time, is describing Mino the Ushkepi, which means the cobbler, the shoemaker. The mais umahu, the keshel kayamahu. How does he see from that it means something which is what he calls over here hodek heitev, that is very, very tight. I don't see where you see from the lashon of the Rif anything. I don't see it. I just don't see it. Now, perhaps later on there may be a certain implication where he uses an expression of Kitra Ma'aliyasa, and later on he talks about something as Meruva Chanat. So there are certain hints later on, but it's not completely 100% clear to me where the Shulta Gibram saw in the Rif his definition, whatever's Hodek Heitev, is considered to be a Kesha Shaluma. But that's what he says. Umikan Nirali, this is critical in your daily life. Daily life, Mamsh. Sheyotza Azhara Shekoshim Shneik Sharim, Zeal Zeh. Shein matir and also b'shabbos, a double knot, you don't untie on Shabbos. Afal pishu kesher also likshar ulahate bo biyo every single day. Benakesher kayova. Afal pikein is horim, it was a custom. Bikshi rasa uvata rasa. Why? Shem dahavi kesher amitz. Now a new word. Al tikre uman ela amitz. It's almost the same letters. You know, it sounds almost looks like a look nun. You have the Gemara. Want to make sure you're equipped. Oh, okay. You have to make Spanish?
Yeah.
If you don't mind, please bring it. I'm sorry. Okay. So Kesher Amitz means it's. What's Amitz? Amitz Koa, what's it? What's Amitz? Chazak Vamatz. Give me an English definition of Amitz. Strong. It's a strong knot, right? Hodek Heite means a tight knot. So a strong knot, a tight knot, but that itself qualifies what already what we call a kesher shel uman. Any double knot. Now that this is, don't think this is purely theory. It's found in the Ramah. Take a look in the Ramah right over here in Sif Aleph. Right, it's Ramah in Sif Aleph. He continues in quoting the Rif after the Ramah finishes. The Mechaber continues. The kesher shel shel kayama beinu ma'is uman mutl kosher lechatchila. Hatavos is the same thing. He gives examples. Now comes the Rambam, the second Rambam. V'yesh omrin, v'yesh lizoyer shlo lahatir shum kesher shu shneik sharam zel zeh. Why? The ein anu b'kiyin eizem mikri kesher shal uma dafilu b'shena shal kayama osa l'kosho kondin ha-mechaber v'din lahatiro v'chein no. Again, who's he quoting over here? But he calls Hagos alfasi perek elu shur. Who's Hagos alfasi? Shulta giborim. Who had goes on the alfasi, on the Rif. So the Shulta Gibor made it la'alocha into the Ramah. It's in the Ramah. Wow. It's in the Ramah. Now, of course, there's a question. There's a question, which is a significant question. And I want to discuss this question with you right now. A very serious question. La'alocha. Okay? Let's try to analyze this together. Now, I'm sorry, yeah?
The Ramah says, the Lashna, I don't have a problem, but he says, since we're not Bekiyim, I think.
Right, we're not Bekiyim.
But that was not the Lashna of the Shulta Gibor.
That's correct. He did say at the very beginning, the Shilta Giborim, and I'll read it again. Kesh Uman Lo Nisbarer Li Heitev Heichu. I like to interpret that the words in the Ramah of Em Nebekiyim is his paraphrase of Lo Nisbarer Li Heitev Heichu. I don't know what it is. The Nebekiyim, yes.
So if that's the case, how can you have a Kesher Kol Kayama that's not a Maase Uman? Because in order for it to be a Kesher Kol Kayama, it has to.
Very good. How can it be a Kesher Kol Kayama which is not a Maase Uman? The answer is, you'll have a loose knot which will be there forever. I'll give you an example. A simple example. We were going to get to, we already spoke about it last week. We call Aniva Agave Kesher, where most people tie their shoes. Aniva Agave Kesher, if you tie a shoe, right, and slip the shoe off and leave it there in your closet, come back 20 years later, it'll still be there. Not going to come out. But it's not a kesher uman because it's not a double knot. Right? It's not a double knot. It's a single knot, which has been, you know, kept in place by an aniva. And we see soon aniva. We pass anivas as mutter. That's a machlok. As we see, we'll see. Come back to it again a few times today. So that's an example, just to give an example. Now, there's a problem over here. There's a problem along the lines of what you said, and I want to discuss it with you together. If you have on your screens the bir halacha as well, you can get it right. So the first bir halacha, the very first bir halacha. Let's read together from the top again. We're taking today's a big from the top day. We have to start things from the beginning. Da, the kesher she'eno shel kayama she'en chayav an olav mikri k'shakesher osui shelo lehiskayem bitmidus. The kesher is not made to be permanent. Okay, fine. Vafilu imu osui be'ofen chazok shelo yochol atiru biachas miyodav. You can't pull it out with one hand. Mikri, Benadas Arif Aramba, Benadas Arosh, Kesher She'eno Shel Kayama. Why? Kevan Shedarko Shel Kesher Azeh, Shel Kayama Bitzmidus. It's normally taken out, like the tie your shoe. What's his proof? It says in the Tosefta, the Kol Kesher Shel Kayama, Sheyochol Hatiro, Biyachas Miyodov. Okay, it's Shel Kayama, but you can take it out with one hand. O Kesher She'eno Shel Kayama. It's temporary, but you can't take it out with one hand. Ein chayav an olav. So either way, you're not considered to be chayav. So therefore, his first premise, again, he's saying the kesher is made to be taken out. It's made to be taken out, even though it's tight. How do you know it's tight? You can't pull it out with one hand? Fine. That's point number one, okay? V'daot, the mashal posik shulchan aruch, the kesher umayis uman chayav. Who are filu? I have to owe you an apology. We need a Mishnah Berurah too. If you don't have Mishnah Berurah, you can look on with your neighbor. Okay, thank you. Who are filu? Also a kesher. You know what? I can bring an extra Mishnah Berurah. Why should you have to look on? You also don't have a Mishnah Berurah?
I'm downstairs.
You look in.
You want?
Oh, you have on top. You have on screen. Okay. I'm in the first. Thank you. It's very convenient, I must tell you. You have the first Bir Halacha in Siman Shin Yud Zayin. We started from the top, and now we're a little bit in. Okay, what does he say? Masha posik v'shulchan aruch, the kesher umayis uman chayev, hu afilu also a kesher lo mihadek shapir, v'yochol atir b'yachas miyodov, k'mo shekasavnu b'mishna brura v'chem posik v'dakei moshe. Why? Ki rabbanan pliger ameir shomad yochol atir biachas miyodav poter. Okay, this is what he says. The Rambam says so. The Bar Tanura says so. The Yireim says so. V'sarvi dechayav alocha kamoso kamosha posku kol elu aposkim anal. Okay, fine. That means if you can take it with one hand, you still be chayav. Umucha b'gemara the kesher kazeh lo mihadik. The Gemara before is kufir alvan base. If you take it out with one hand, it's not so tight. V'alkochach biofen dehavi ma'ase uman. Oh, here's the problem. Your question. If the definition of Maase Uman is Hodek Heitev, and according to the Rif and the Rabbi Yoli Chayev and Maase Uman, yet the Gemara seems to say that even though you can pull it out with one hand, you're still Chayev, so you're stuck. Val Korchach be Ofen the Havi Maase Uman, the Lavachilo Machayel, that's Rif Aramba. Hare, it's It's a logical series over here. You put 1 plus 2 plus 3, it all comes together. The what? The Maisa Uma Nikra Afilu Lo Mahadik Shapir. He has a case. Let's just go to the logic one more time. It's just logic, but isn't the Gemara. The Gemara in Kufir Alf Medbeis that we saw last week a few times, it was discussing the question of a kesher which could pull out with one hand. Rav Meir said your potter. He called sources the Rabbanan argue Rav Meir and say you would be chayav. By definition, as the Gemara puts it, but it's also from our common sense, if you can pull out with one hand, it can't be that tight. And still, according to the Rambam, it has to be considered a ma'izuman because you're chayav. So you just QED, you just add all the pieces together. It comes out clearly. You can have a kesher which is not mahadik shapir, it's still called by Zuma. Well, if you say lechor tzarachi and alataz shekosav, the ma'ase uma nikwesh ksha kesher chosak miod. It's true, the Taz said so. Now we're stuck. You have a furush gemara. You can pull it out with one hand, still considered a ma'ase uma. Even though it's not considered chosak miod, but the gemara says up both points in the gemara kufin alav base. Efsher, we call this the dochak pshat in the Taz. The kavanaso shul chazak ma'od haynu shelo yenita b'shemofan me'atzva. That's how I answered your question. It won't go away by itself. Kiderech ha'uman shehadeya ofen tikkun asiyosef. Umaisa hedyot hu shakesher ein osi b'tov sheyuchal lifomim b'meshach hazman lios nita me'atzva. How do you like that? How do you like that? So if that's the case, it can go out by itself. Why does the Rosh argue? Well, the Rosh holds, Kevin Shuhuo Selso, then she's kind of, he wants it to last forever. Matsuyu, it's very common, Shuhuo Selso, Shalo Yenitra Miatzmo, Umash Yikul Efamim, Shunitr, Ein Botla Yedezer, Shem Keshach, and Mimena, even though once in a Yoivel, it's going to fall out by itself. You understand how the Tabiolach is treading on thin ice over here. He's trying to put all. He's caught in the bind, Rav Hosai. In some ways, he's just trying to put the facts together. It's not his fault. What do you want from the poor Be'alach? Let's chazer again. According to Rav Maisu, was only the rice. Fine. The Gemara has the kufin alf mebeis, and achloikas, so it appear. You can pull that with one hand. Is that chayav or not? He says we pass in chayav. The Gemara kufin alf mebeis seems to say, according to that, that's according to me, it's not lo mihadak shab. It's not so tight. So put one and two and three together, you get a situation of a ma'is umam, which is not tight. Rabbanu shel olam. But the Taz says, what did the Taz say? The Taz says it has to be only tight. How can it be? So to get out of that, he wanted to say, well, he doesn't really mean tight. He means it's not going to fall apart by itself. Frekta, if it's going to fall by itself, why would the Rosh say you'd be chayiv? If it's not a ma'is umam, but it's going to fall apart by itself, well, only once in a while, fall by itself. You understand the difficulty over here? But you know, you have to have an alternative. You have to deny one of the premises of the greatness of the Chofetz Chaim, whose yard site was Friday. 80th yard site of the Holy Chofetz Chaim. 80th yard site. Think about it for a minute. Chofetz Chaim was the tzaddikus of Olam. We don't know how long he lived. The biography book said he lived for 95 years. He's davened to Hashem, he should live a long life, because it would be a chil Hashem otherwise. He says he was the one who was called Chofetz Chaim. Mi yesh Chofetz Chaim, oy vilma so oliras tov, want to live a long life, tzol shol chamei ro. He begged the Kodesh Baruch, if I don't live a long life, Hashem, it'll be a chil Hashem. He said, I also hold nizir noshen hara. So he begged Hashem. So on the biography book, it says he lived for 95 years. It's very likely lived for well over 100 years. And he didn't want to say how old he was. I kid you not. The New York Times, you can probably look it up on your internet, when it carried his funeral, you can figure it out, it was 1933, Chof Dalet Elul, I think that was the date of Friday, which you can figure out from your calendar what day that was in English. And they said he was over 100 years old. Now, I don't trust the New York Times, believe me. Believe me, I don't trust the New York Times. Not then and not now. But Yodei Dover say, based on something he said about he knew someone who knew the Grah, it's a whole story, that it made a lot of sense. He really was at least 100 years old. So he was really, really Oev Yomim Lirostov. So I'm mentioning his name today, the Holy Chofetz Chaim, but we even though he's on thin ice, he's still the Chofetz Chaim. And we have to understand, he had no choice but to say what he said, but we'll have to see that some others are going to disagree, because otherwise it's just not going to come out right. Just something is, it's a very big dochak over here that the Chofetz Chaim is forced into based upon the various premises which he lays out for us. Can't blame him, right? Can't blame him. Fine. Let's go a little bit further. Okay. Now, I want to go a little bit further in the Shulta Gibor. We're going to come back. All these things we said today, we're going to come back to for two reasons. One, not everybody's here, and I can't blame them because she is early because of unfortunately have to go to Levaya. And number two, we always have to chazer. To chazer again and again and again and again. So we'll come back here a little bit in the future. But for the moment, we have to go a little bit further. We're going a little bit further in the Shulta Gibor. And we read the first part of the Shulta Gibor. Very important what we read. And the critical thing we read was the double knot. By definition, is considered to be, in Shulta Gibor's opinion, at least he's not sure, maybe, considered to be a Ma'is Uman. That's what the minig is quoted by the Shulta Gibor, it's also quoted in the Ramah. To be very careful not to tie or untie any double knot for fear that it's a Ma'is Uman. And according to the Rif and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, a Ma'is Uman, even within one day, is an Isur Derabbanan. Fine. Let's go back in our Chazara of the Shulta Gibor. But Rashi, everyone see what it is? We left off. After the word Kesher Amitz. The Rashi, Usmag, Vitur, Kotzl. Ein Chiluk ben Yia Kesher Shalumano Shal Hedin. Ela, Hachiluku, Hecha Shalom in the sky, and the Olam, Chayav Katasala. Beidim Kesher Umano Kedjim. Hecha Shalom in the sky, and Shiva Yamim O Yoser. Aval Ein Omer the sky, and the Olam. He gave the view of the 7 days. We saw already that the Rabbah has two different versions, 1 day, 7 days. The Hecha Sha'omer Liksho Lahatir Bo Bayom Mutal Lachatchila. It's already a steerer. He's calling the tour. There's a steer right away. You hear what's going on? This is a verbatim quote of the tour. What's a steer right away? When it came to the Isra, he said 7 days. When it came to heaven, he said 1 day. What's going on over here? The steer, he will follow in time. You have it on your screen or in front of you? You see the steer right away? 7 days is Oster the Rabbanah. What's Mutter? I would say 6 days. No, 1 day. So 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 are in limbo. Okay. Lo shnam u'uman o shal hedin. The Kennedy too. Hakosha shnek sharm zel ze. B'mokosh osu lahat de bo bayom. Af al pi she b'chay gav na v'kesh u'uman. Mut latir b'shabes chen de kosho. So you can tie your shoes with a double knot. No problem. The way we tie our shoes. That's for sure. I'm looking who has tied shoes. That's right. Yeah, that's what you do, right? You got one knot and then a bow. I'm looking at, right? Same as well? Again? You also? Huh? Who was it? Devon, correct, Devon. I think we're taught to tie your shoes. You got Crocs. I have laceless shoes. What do you call it? Slip-on shoes.
Loafers.
Loafers, the manufacturer might be upset with that title. My wife also might be the title. But it's slip-ons. There's no laces.
Some people make another tie with a loop.
That's one of the major discussions we're going to have as soon as possible. Children, and even adults, want to have an additional knot on top of the loop to make sure it shouldn't fall apart. Huh? That's what you have? You two, you have that too? They play in the army maybe? No? Even before that. May you tie your shoes that way on Shabbos or not is a very big question. You do or don't? So you probably taught that way. Shmir Shabbos is that way. By the way, did anyone do the homework? I gave you homework on Thursday. Anyone look up that Shmir Shabbos? Not yet? Yeah? What did it say?
Too long.
Okay. So, postpone. Can you guys get a hand on the Shmir Shabbos? Is that too much to ask? The new edition is certainly better. Anyone have it? Who has one in the house?
The old.
I mean, the middle, not the really old. The
really old.
No. The one, it's Tov Shalom Tess, which came out in 1970.
When it first came out.
50 years ago, 1964. Well, that one is really hard to use. Okay, but anyway, so that's going to be a very important set because it's a classic right now.
I have a
Okay, so good. Fine. I'll try to bring a few with myself. Bye. Okay. Venerally, the afal pi shekosher kesher vaniva olav, lo mikri behochi maisa umam, vafiu le maimini v'rabenu yemutu le kosher lechatchila b'shabbos imu osu lehatna bo v'yom. Baruch Hashem, you're allowed to tie your shoes in Shabbos even because of Shemanach. Baruch Hashem, the Shulti Gemara says, it's not a maisa umam, what you do, but you're on your shoes, is not called a maisa umam. Why? Why? Because it's not so tight. Right? You can pull out with one hand, can you? As you do every day, every night, you pull out with one hand. V'chein nirali, the ledash shnehen, im osek kesher tachas ha'anivo. Exactly what we do when we tie our shoes. In my edition, I went to the next page. Kuf tezva. V'mokom she'osen kach, l'skayim shavua o yoser, k'derach she'noag in atl, b'zmanenu she'nosen ritzuas b'yupitu. Yupitu. What that means. U'v'mechnasayim, in the pants. I don't know, perhaps we should look it up in some the lexicon, what the yupitu means. In your pants, I know what pants mean. V'koshrin yachad v'kesher u'v'aniva aleyem, v'ondim kach kama yomim, ad she'machlif v'nosen ma'mechnasayim o'a yupitu. V'b'chayagavna osu liksho lahatir kach b'shabes. Why?
You mean shoes.
Oh, mean shoes?
I believe so.
How do you know?
There's a Spanish word which is very similar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You put two Spanish
zapato
shoes?
Like
oh, there you go.
Zapato.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
It's yeah, but in Spanish from Spain, it sounds a lot similar.
Okay, there you go. So that's why it's important to know languages. Okay, very good. Okay, thank you very much. I would have no clue from... Even though I've been in Washington Heights many years, and I hear people in the street, I just don't know the language. Okay. V'chayagavna also liksho lehatekach b'shabes sharei omer l'skayim, ulchama kolosh omer l'skayim yomim kama, also liksho, afil eno mais uman. What do you say? What do you mean l'chuleyam? What do you mean l'chuleyam, Rabbi Osai? What does l'chuleyam mean? Not only according to whom? Rashi, sounds like it's saying, even according to the Rif. He says, I feel that's my name, Rabbeinu. So wait a minute, against the Mishnah Berurah. What did we say this morning? The first thing we saw was the Mishnah Berurah, who said what? The definition of Kayam, according to the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam, is what? Forever. And he's saying, no, it's not forever. It's not forever. It's not forever. It's Kama Yomim. More than one, more than seven, but it's not forever. Afal Pikain, he considered it to be Shel Kayama, according to the Rifnam, so it can't be like the Mishnah, we left with one of two choices. Either like the Taz, that more than one day is considered to be Shel Kayama, or like the Alta Lubav and Sherebbe, that the same definition that Rashi would have the Rif would have. Just keep that in mind, it's an early source, Shel Gibor. It's not that early, he's late enough to quote the Tur, right? But still, considered like from the Rishon. Fine. V'chein kosev ri, quoted the Mordechai Shin Peva, v'ubala trumas, that's what we call the Sefer Trumas, Simon Reishman Gimel, lesor ritzuos she'ein lahem, what's the next word? This I know in English. Beis vav kuf yud lamed. Come on, guys.
Buckle.
If it has a buckle, it's no problem. A buckle you don't tie, it's a clasp. They don't have a buckle. Shekoshun ba'avnet, ve'eim ha'tiyun osam elamei erev Shabbos, l'erev Shabbos, shemachlifem ha'michnasayim. In other words, they kept it in, they guess they put it in the wash every week or something like that. Or maybe they just wore this, I mean, they took their pants, obviously you could take your pants off, leave this not in, they didn't sleep with their pants at night, they weren't tamid ha'chamim, they got into their pajamas or whatever they wore, I don't know. Nothing, whatever they did at night, okay? But they apparently every week they would, every Friday they would take it out when they would put on a new set of pair of pants, whatever it may be, came out of them, they washed it once a week, something like that. So therefore it'd be a problem. Can also maharam lahatir b'shavas k'shorim shekoshim ha'kofsim that the launderers tie, he said it's considered to be prohibited.
This,
huh?
That's basically woman.
Apparently, it's considered to be, according to him, he does not consider it a ma'aseh umen, he says. Ain't no ma'aseh umen, he's saying before. But since it's used for only from week to week, it's prohibited. Even not only, we know it's prohibited according to Rashi, because the ma'aseh umen is an irrelevancy, he wants to say it's also even called the Rif and the Rambam. Sounds like he's saying like the Taz, that they define temporary is only for one day. Beyond that, or according to the Rebbe, beyond one day is in Yosef with the Rabbanon. Fine. Miu. Baniva Levad, She'ein Kesher Klal Takas Haniva, Vadai Shori Lano V'Shabbos. How can I even do that? I brought the strings in here again. How would one tie a loop? We have our army man here. I'm going to put you in charge of these nuts. How can you tie a loop which is known underneath it, which is going to last indefinitely? How do you do sugar? How do you do it? Just a loop, and it's not going to fall out right away.
Don't you do that on the shoes also? Isn't that the other way?
No, on the shoes, you always have, I always taught to tie a shoe when I was a child. First you tie a knot, right, a single knot, and a loop on top of the knot. That can stay forever. But just a loop itself. Make a loop. Watch this. Okay, one. Take two. That's right. That's a loop.
That'll stay forever?
Yeah, that'll stay forever. That's considered a loop. In other words, even though, because what you did was you took two loops and looped them together. Is that called an aneva? I guess so. That's what I think he's saying. This could stay forever. Okay, let's assume this for the moment. For the moment, we'll assume that's correct. Let's read further. Rabosai, let's read further. Let's go slow. Why? You know why it's mutter? It's not a kesher. Rabbo said, the Avalach is kosher. This is simply not called a knot.
But the last thing he did was a kesher. The two loops is not a kesher. But then by making a knot, that's a kesher.
Well, I don't know if that's called a knot. He just took two, he didn't take a string and tie it on itself. That would be a kesher. He took two loops and tie them. Maybe, I don't know, let's see. I don't want to prejudge the case. We're going to go slowly and see how things go. Slowly. Let's go on. V'chein kotzu ha-poskim, da'niva she'etachtei ha-keshe klal, mutu la'asos la'tir b'shabes v'chatchila, afapishim eskayem eskach yomim rabim, she'en ha'niva b'chal keshe klal, finish. Okay. Adka. Then Rabbi Elazar mi-mitzvah, Rabbi Elazar, what does he say? Kesher she'osin b'roshei ha'avnei she'omid kach shavua o shvuayim mutu la'atiru l'kosho l'chatchil l'b'shabas. Thus, for the kesher she'u vaday shel kayoma, that means the raisa, the bu kayoma n'olam b'chadas. Oh, thus, but the rabbonon, kesher, we read this last week already, kesher she'eno vaday ela shelo yei kayoma, the ikel is sepuki bei, dilma yaniach ha'kesher u'liolam, ki chen derech ha'koshun kesher b'osu mokom, osu lahatim, mikom v'nicham osu gamal osam, Vahu the Iko Isra Mitrabon. Avo Keshe Shavade Manichan also Mekhana Olam, and Shematiran also Basof Shavua Shuaim, even said Chodesh, if you recall. Hahu Vadai Shari. This is the opinion of the Iran. We both say, so far we're doing great. Now comes watch. Old Kamara Blazer Mimitz. Shayla Nikra Keshe Kayomo, the Skyvalo, Elim Kane, also Keshe Al Gabe Keshe. A double knot. Hilkoch, Keshe Shosen Berosha Tvira. Eino chayev aleho, af al pi she'osu l'skayev, kevan she'eino kesher agabi kesher. Okay? U'mesupagani, imdas rabbeinu u'maymeni, l'chayev v'kesher echad. Hey, who says everyone agrees with the Yireim? May they disagree? U'ktsas nira, levare mechayevin, afilu v'kesher echad, osu l'kayem, kolot shu ma'is u'man. He thinks he would be chayev. Has to be a ma'is u'man. But he thinks you would be chayef. That's what he says. You would be chayef. V'kesher chut ha-tfira lo yadano im mikri ma'is uman olav. What's kesher chut ha-tfira? Remember the Gemara had? You have two stitches, and to make it permanent, you tie it out at the end. Is that ma'is uman? What's the criteria? Look what he says, something we never saw before. Kevan dafilu shar odom she'enom umnim v'chayotim Kach osin b'roshei chutzal tfira kesher echa. Whoa! He's the first person who seems to say at this point that maybe we should take the word Uman literally. Uman means a specialist, an artisan, an expert, a boy scout, a soldier, a sailor, someone who knows about knots. But since this is done by everybody, maybe for that reason alone, it might not be considered to be in the category of Ma'is Uman. That's a very big Kiddush. He's Mesupa. He doesn't know. Not sure. Rabbeinu Pores quoted the Mordechai Kosa, the Kesher Shebiro Shachut, Shebiro to Litbar Chayav Olav. We had that last week. The Arayim said so. It was, you just single out at the very edge, that's considered to be very tight, and that's considered to be a Kesher which is Chayav on it. But of course, we're not sure it's Kesher Shaluma. Maybe it's only the Rabbeinu Pores going to the Shitas HaRosh of Mordechai that they deny the significance of Kesher Uman. They deny it. This is the Nakuda over here in the Shulta Gibor. There's more to be said. Let's open to the Mishnah Berurah. On both sides, we've spent a lot of time so far on Shulta Gibor, which is very important. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. Please. Mishnah Berurah, on both sides, Sivkotin, Tesvov. Sivkotin, Tesvov, you all have it. One way or the other, you have it. What did it say over here? Im osa kesher b'rosh echad shel chut o meshicha, dino k'shnei k'sharim. We just spoke about this last week already. This is this, Rebosa, if you recall. It's still here. I see it lasted for a whole week. There's the kesher echad b'rosh echad. A single at the end, that's going to hold it tight. Mishnah Berurah. The oz mishadek shapir, and he adds, u mikri kesher shaluman. Didn't have to say that. Remember, the Ramah speaking. Ramah denies Kesher Uman, but it's not quite the case. By using the expression Dino Kishnek Sharim, and he said before earlier that's without Pekiyim, maybe Shnek Sharim is a Ma'is Uman, so maybe Kesher Echad Barosh Achut may also be a Ma'is Uman. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says over in Tesvav that perhaps it's considered to be a Kesher Shel Uman. That's what he says. That's what he said. Now, the Shulta Gibor at the end seemed to say, no, you need a specialist. A specialist. Gamolim, Saponim, done by specialists. Okay? Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Specialists. Oh. Okay, Rabosai. Very, very important. Now. Rabosai, let us turn our attention to something which is of great importance. A single knot. It's mutter, right? Everyone says it's mutter, no question about it. What's pshat? Is it a kesher or is it not a kesher? So, some suggest, Chazanish suggests this, that a single knot is nothing. So therefore, whenever you talk about a knot, it must mean a double knot. So therefore, it stands to reason that a double knot is not a Ma'is Uman. This is the logic of Chazon Ish. It's Chazon again. He starts with the following premise. A single knot is garnished. What's a single knot, Rabbi Osai? It's hard for me to do anything. Is this a single knot? Correct? I just thought a single knot, correct?
If you tighten it.
I mean, as tight as I make it.
Why is that nothing?
Exactly. Chazon Ish claims it's nothing. Based upon what we're showing, it's nothing. So therefore, we must be talking about two knots, and two knots, by definition, cannot possibly be a Ma'is Uman. Ayin Shulta Giborim, Chumra Bialma. Chumra Bialma. For this reason, take a look at the Ramah. Important Ramah. Look at the Ramah, Rabosai. V'chein Noagim, right? Ayin Shulta Giborim. But then he adds, U'mikom akom nired b'mokom tzara ein lochush, u'mutu latiro. Says Chazon Ish doesn't mean that. It means, it's not the Rabbonan. It's only a Chumra B'Alma. Only a Chumra B'Alma, Rabosai. A Chumra B'Alma. But if it would be a Yikar Adin, even though it's the Rabbonan, we would not be Matab B'Mokam Tzar. So writes the Chazon Ish. The Vilna Gaon says no. If you look in the Vilna Gaon, anyone have a big Shulchan Aruch yet? Or still not too many people? I'll read it to you. It's a very brief citation. You'll be able to look up the source in a second. I just want to read it to you from the inside. At least have someone to confirm that I'm reading the truth. The Bir Agra in Sifkotan Yud Zayin. Okay, it's very easy to remember. Shin Yud Zayin, Yud Zayin. Okay? Says the Gra, Mokom Tsar, very simple citation. Logosu al Shvus, B'mokom Tsara, K'moshe Kosu B'simen, you probably have a typo, B'simen, can't be Shin Yud Zayin. We're in Shin Yud Zayin. Shin Tezayin, Siv Tes. Okay, everyone has a on your, either in your hand or on your screen. Let's take a look. What does it say? In Shin Tezayin, Siv Tes. Right, it shouldn't be hard to find. It's right. You either turn back or scroll up. Shin Tezayin, Siv Tes. What does it say? Parush Hanikra Bargus Beloshan Araf, Arabic. Also the Tsudo, Elim Kainu Alpsoro V'Opso. What does that mean? It's on your skin. It's biting you. Then it's permitted to trap it and to get rid of it. Okay, because it's painful to you. Okay, where's the Gemara? The Gemara says, "Hadaf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph." Let's turn our both. Let's look together. It's a Gemara. The Gemara always quotes Gemaras. There's nothing. Everything has to have a source in the Gemara. What's on Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph? Take a look. Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay. So the Gemara discusses over here certain leniencies. Mapis Mursa, Poteru Mutter, Mahalit Shalyad Litl Pasakots. Okay. Why are these things mutter? The reason why it's mutter, even though normally we say it's also the Rabbona, says Rashi, there's a quote, V'hainu duma de lecha de mitzarle. That's the idea. Mitzarle. And then Rashi before, potter, umutter, en kan tikken Rabbona nami lo gozer ba shvus mishum tzara. So according to this Vilna Gaon, no. We should take the Ramah literally. It's an isa de Rabbona, and it's mutter b'mokom tzar. That's what it says. That's a Gemara for Reshes here on Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph. We saw it, and it's also found a similar description of Bosai. It's found on Kuv Zayin Amud Beis as well. The Gemara discusses the idea of the matter certain things that we call B'mokom Tsar. So this is a bona fide dispensation. You don't have to say, as the Chazon Ish said, that the only reason they make a B'mokom Tsar is because it's really only a Chumra B'Yalma. No. The Pash of Shara Mo is not that way. It's a real, honest to goodness, Issa de Rabbanon is permissible B'mokom Tsar. B'mokom Tsar. That's what we find. There's a bona fide heter. So the Pash of Shara is not like the Chazon Ish, that it really is an Issa Gomu de Rabbanon. And we'll matter it b'mokom tsar. Okay? Fine? That's a pashup shah. Good. Now, let's get shailah. What will happen in the following case? Look what I just did. Today is Sunday. I made one knot. Sunday? No problem going on Sunday. What if this coming Shabbos, I take this home, I go like this. Oh, that's not good. How do you make a double knot? I can't do it. We used to make double knots on top of things. Right?
Those are two ways of doing a double knot.
What's a double knot?
Not on top of a knot.
There's a square knot and a regular double knot.
Hold on. Let's see. What should I do? Will my pen do? Or a tie? My pen will do? Let's try this. I told you I have two left hands, but if I can't do it, you'll help me. So let's say today I make the following knot. Today is Sunday. I took the string, looped it under, tie it tight. Okay, singled out. Right? Singled out. Okay, good. Now, the Kabbalah is Shabbos. I'm not satisfied with this. What do? I take the two heads, go like this. Watch this now. Now it's a double knot. I'm a chayav knot. On the one hand, I tied a double knot. On the other hand, I only tied one knot on Shabbos. And then I tied on Sunday. What would you say? You the shayav? It's an interesting question. What would you say? What would you say? Chayav. I would say a chayav too. Say a chayav too. The Rabbana, I would say, well, okay, but let's say I did it forever. You want to say it's the Rabbana? Some want to suggest it's Chayav. I'll tell you why. It's the best, let's quote it from Rav Vosner Shlita, Shevet Halevi. He says, it doesn't say in the Torah you have to tie a double knot. You have to tie a knot. Because the single knot is not doesn't mean too much. Right? Doesn't last that long, whatever it may be. It's not Miskayim so long, whatever. But if I take the pre-existing single knot, and now I tie a second knot around it, so this second knot, right, that I tie is going to stay forever, and therefore I should be chayef. It's a question. Now, Rabbi Osai, let's discuss the following question. We discussed it, if you recall, last week. What's the status of Aniva Gabe Keshe, which is the way a dove ties his shoes? Most of the time, Aniva Gabe Keshe. When a machlokes gedolei aposkim, is it osur midirabonon, if it's there for more than the requisite amount of time? Or no? Let's look at the Rambam. Rambam talks about it. Let's read the Rambam and see what it says. Rambam discusses this explicitly. We call this Aniva Agabe Kesher. That's how we all tie our shoes. Aniva Agabe Kesher. Look at the Rambam, please. See what it says. Rambam is found in our Simon. Simon Shin Yud Zayin. Let's see what the Rambam says, and we'll see how we interpret the Rambam. There's a matter of fight about interpreting the words of the Rambam. Wouldn't be the first or last time such a machlokes exists. This is in Sif Hei. Shin Yud Zayin Sif Hei. Says the Mechaber, Aniva Mutad Lav Kesheru, Shon Tgonish. Says the Rambam, Vafilu Em Oso Kesher Echad Lamala Lamata, excuse me, Noah Nebohetter, quotes the Ogur, Aniva Gabe Kesher, even that's Mutter. Now wait a minute, the simple read, you have to admit, the simple read of the Ramah, the Stemachabe said Aniva's Mutter, it's Gorsh, Lav Kesher. The Ramah says, Kesher Achad Lamata, Noah Nebohetter means it's also Gorsh, should be Mutter forever. That's what I would have said. Aniva's Mutter forever, Aniva Gabe Kesher's Mutter forever, that's what I would have said. However, look at the Mishnah Berura. No, I give bo hete chav tes. Look, everyone look inside. Very important chav tes Mishnah Berura. The katzu achronin. Ha de no again hete bekesher echad lemata. Haynu dafka kisha osu lahatir bo bayom. Umeshim da yedei aniva agabe kesher adayin eino nikwa maise uman. Aval in hi le kayoma aleis zman. Gobelula v'chayotibo. Who? Osu lasos kesher lemata laniva b'lvav. V'rashor lasos shtei anivos zelgabe ze. V'chei eshlino. Shtei anivos. Where's my wife? My friend. Nathan, you made this one aniva? How would you make an aniva algabe aniva? You just tie these together? That wouldn't be called a kesher. You know, that's called aniva gabe aniva. I guess so. But this, if this is an aniva, this is a single aniva, even though you tied it once, watch what I'm doing. Again, I'm not gluing my hands. If I just took these two loops, oh, it means I slip it through, or it means I even tie it. What, I'm asking you, what's aniva gabe aniva? I thought this is kesher gabe aniva. What might be aniva and aniva? I slip it through again? I slip it through? What is aniva gabe aniva? Who can tell me? Hold on. We're assuming for now this is called an aniva. I guess it's just slip. What is it called in English? It's called a slip knot? What is it called?
A bow.
A bow. This is called a bow? So how do you make a bow on a bow? And who wants to take? What is the aniva gabe aniva? Want to try? But I don't know what the words mean. What's aniva gabe aniva? What do the words mean? Shte aniva zel gabe zel. I'm frankly, you know, because of my spatial inadequacies, not able to give you a full shot what it would mean. But that's what he's mocking. Now it's fascinating, Rav Osai. It's fascinating. This Mishnah Berurah is against a simple read of the Ramah. Not only is the Ramah over here, but the Ramah in Darkei Moshe, which I asked you to see, it's Oz Gimel, quotes from the Ogur, one of the Rishonim, who seem to say explicitly that, well, certainly from the way the Ramah excites it, that it's Mutta forever. There's a tremendous tumul, Rav Osai. Kesher Agabi Aniva, what is the din? What did you say? Aniva Agabi Kesher, forgive me. Aniva Agabi Kesher, what is the din? What's the din? Right, there are more rights, no Agin Boheter, and he says no. Now, of course, we all tie our shoes for less than a day, that's not a problem. Give me a case, we have Aniva Agabi Kesher which lasts more than a day in common life. Not as common today as it used to be. I'll give you a hint. When I came to my shul, the Young Israel of Riverdale, almost 40 years ago, the first thing I changed was this. Correct. In those years, I don't know if it's so common today.
The wimple
does no problem. But the most common way of tying Sefer Torah 40 years ago was what we call in Yiddish, a gartel. Now I know a gartel is what the chassidim wear, you know, around their bodies before they die. That's how every Sefer Torah was tied, with a gartel. And how do you tie it? Around the Sefer Torah, you tie it like your shoes. First you tie it a knot, and then you put a bow around the knot. But that's not going to be undone that same day. Right? You tie it at mincha time, it's going to last until Monday at least. And what if it's the second Sefer, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, it'll last for a month. Parshas Pinchas won't come until the next month. So how do you do it? So I was very upset. So I decided I'm going to go to the Lower East Side, which is then still a center for Judaica. I'm not sure if you're going to be there at the present time. I took some dollars out of my pocket, and I bought a clasp. Clasp. To this day, we're using a clasp in our shul. Yes, a few Yekas brought in wimples over the years, but then they all took them all back. So,
not Ashkamerman.
Ashkamerman is, you used to use your Uncle Sefer. I think maybe Rabbi Tversky is using it now, if I'm not mistaken. So now,
really?
I'm not sure.
They're using my wimple there for a long time.
Oh, so maybe it's yours. Ask Rabbi Tversky if you see it. If you're using a wimple, and ask him, please read it. And if your name is on it, then you'll know it's your Bizarcha. So now you can go visit once and then you can get Glila. I'm pretty sure it's there, because Rabbi Tversky started his own shul. And I think, I'm not 100% sure. I think so. Maybe I'm wrong. Let's go. The Rabosai, this is the question. This is the question. A question. Now. It's a question. Let's leave out the details of this question. I asked this here, Mordechai and Sukkah. It has to do with how you tie a lulav. Because we hold lulav tzarech egad is a kesher. The question is, if you do this kesher with aniva on top of it, will that qualify? Will it not qualify? There's a discussion there, and it's interesting that there were those who say, don't tie an aniva on top of the kesher. Instead, do what we call kricha. What does kricha mean? The Gemara says, how do you, when you have those, coming up the sukkahs right now, you have those rings. You know what? Everyone else has those rings around the lulav. What do? Go around and around and around and around, and you tuck it in.
That's the way they do it, like we're...
But there, Rabosai, there's no kesher. Not even a single kesher, nothing. It's only a kricha. That's permissible. But if you did one kesher, and then you went around and around and around and went in, many posts would say, what's the difference? If you go around and around and around and go in, it's not called a kesher. If you do an anibush, it's not a kesher. They're both of the same kind of a problem.
Is the igun mutter?
Just going around and around? A pashas around and around is not a kesher at all, so it should be mutter. Because the question will become, does it achieve the desired end? Namely, lulav tzorach eged, which of course does not mark up for the ever. That's a question. It's minig Yisroel. Rabbi said, we're now going to turn our attention to the very last daf of Masech Tashas. The very last daf. We made a reference to once before. We're going to see it again in greater depth. The very last daf, Kuf Nun Zayin, the last daf of the Masech. Kuf Nun Zayin. We're not making see him, don't worry about it, but just, just make us feel good up to the last half. Kuf Nun Zayin, the Mishnah says, second part of the Mishnah, certain permitted activities, such as Pokekin Es Hamor, Modedin Es Hamatlis, okay? And it was a story, Shepokeku Es Hamor B'Tafiach, V'Koshu Es HaMekeda B'Gemi, Leidam Yesh B'Gigas Poseach Tefach, whole story. Imlav, umi derail namadna for the story, shepokin umodadin vikoshrin vishabas. Obviously, what we're going to discuss is kosher. Right? It's a question, the order maybe the other way, kosher and then modadin. Not our discussion right now. Okay, so something is mutter over here. Says Rashi, vikoshrin on the Mishnah, kesha she'ena shel kayama afilu lechatchil. According to Rashi, this seems to be nothing new. We already learned back in the 15th parak that a kesher she'ena shel kayama klal is mutter. And hence it's exactly over here. Kesher she'ena shel kayama means at all. Mutter afilu lechatchila. That's a posh pshat in Rashi. Now wait a second. How does the Rambam understand this then? Rambam has his own understanding. The Rambam says as follows. I'll read it to you from the Rambam, but we'll see soon in Shulchan Aruch as well where this is found. If those of you who have the computer, the same as you can look up a Shulchan Aruch and look up the Rambam for the same money, so I'll give you a Rambam. The Rambam can be found in Perek Yud in the Choshabbos. Halacha Vav. Yud Halacha Vav. What does it say there? Rambam says, Mutter likshor kesher she'ena shel kayama lidvar mitzvah. It's a special dispensation for dvar mitzvah. Now wait a second, stop. Is it uman or not uman? I'm asking you a thought question. Is it uman or not uman? On both sides, it's a one word answer. Either one or two word answer. Uman. Well, I'll make a one word answer. Is it Uman or Hedjot? Figure it out. Is it Uman or Hedjot? Has to be Uman. Why? Exactly. Had it been Hedjot, and it's natural Kayama, according to the Rambam, it's Mutter in all circumstances. So he's Mate Ramaisa Uman, Lidvar Mitzvah, Rabosai. Lidvar Mitzvah. Right? What you said is what the Mogan Avraham says in Sivkot Gimel. It has to be a Mais Uman, because otherwise, according to the Rambam, it's Mutter, even without the concept of Mitzvah. The Magen Avraham says, look at the Shulchan Aruch. Let's talk about the Shulchan Aruch, but you all have Shulchan Aruch. Sif Aleph, Ulitzorech Mitzvah, the Mechaber says, Kigon, Shekoshe Limdod Echad Mishiyuri HaTorah, Mutter Likshu Kesher Shen Shekayama. Says the Magen Avraham, Sivkot Gimel. Those who don't have a Magen Avraham only have a regular Shulchan Aruch. You have a Bar Hetiv Gimel, probably Mishnah Berurah too, without the, it will have the bar. I'm not sure what you have. Let's take a look. Let's find it. Mishnah Berurah proper, if we can find it there too. Let's see. Mishnah Berurah would be Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph. Yud Beis. Yud Beis. Mutal Litcher, Hainu, Afiluhu, Maise Uman. And he gives you a logic, Nata. The Lavachi, it's not a Maise Uman. Afilu below Mitzvah Shari. Right? This is a citation from the Magen Avraham. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Umairi, referring to a case. You have to do it Uman. The Lavachi, Yaseo Maise Ejot. O Anivu Levad, Yimdunbo. We don't treat the Rabbanis as nothings. Ad kan Rabosai, the sugi over here. Fine. This is sheet as a Rambam. Frek the Avnei Nezer. Why is this the Rabbanon different than all other the Rabbanon? It's Rabosai. We are about to celebrate Rosh Hashanah. Right. Give me a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. I'll read you the one. It's probably Bays. It's a 6-volume Shas. I'm sorry I turned it upside backwards, but Bays. Thank you so much. So we're supposed to talk about the Yonah Yoma this week, right? So the Yotze today is going to Yonah Yoma with this citation for Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow, if you have questions, we'll talk about them. And Tuesday, I'm totally at your mercy. It's the Erev Yontif, whatever you want, the Rosh Hashanah, I'll talk about. But for today, we're going to be Yotze with this citation. It's an important citation. It's right on point to understand why this should be true. Lamed Beis and Beis, a Mishnah. If Shofar Shir Rosh Hashanah, you can't get it. It's chutz l'tchum, under a mound of rubble, it's on a tree. You have to get it by riding a horse, by swimming in the water. Can't do it. He must a shvus. You can't do it. You're not allowed to be over a shvus to fulfill the mitzvah, the holy mitzvah of the Raisa of Tkiyah Shofar. Frekt Avnezer. So why over here would they matter you to do a shvus in order to be able to do what? To measure for a mitzvah. We try to have consistent principles which guide us. Why is it mutter? Quote the Rashi. In fact, it's no heter of mitzvah. It's mutter because it's shenei shokayam klal. Don't think Rashi is somehow a loner against the Rambam. I ask you to see a Torah. I don't know if you saw it yet. In Kuf Chav Vav Amud Beis. Take a look. Kuf Chav Vav Amud Beis. This citation in the last line of the Mishnah. With Reim Lamad Shepokin Umodin Vekoshin Meshabbos. Is also found on Kuf Chav Vav Amud Beis, and there's a Tosfos there. Take a look briefly. Kuf Chav Vav Amud Beis. What does it say in Tosfos? With the Rei Lamadnu. He says as follows. V'lo motzi l'meim nami p'kak the mitzvah shining k'min b'shalim b'chilton k'min medida. No. The ha'osam lo havi yisa kol kach ela mishum davi k'uvda d'chol. All the Uvda Dechol, they were matir for a Dvar Mitzvah. But he said the Rabbanon, Leka Lemishim Mishim Mitzvah. So it's Dama the Binyan, if it's a Binyan the Rabbanon, there's no Heter of Mitzvah. So the obvious question becomes, according to the Rambam, why is there a Heter of Mitzvah? We don't find a Heter of Mitzvah for the Rabbanon. That's Avnezer's Kash from the whole series of Mishnayos, the list in the Mishnah, not Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, and Rosh Hashanah. In Yonah the Yoma, and you have it over here in the Tosis as well, Kuf Vav Amud Beis. Why? I have my theory. Maybe you'll be able to guess my theory based on something we said last week. I'll give you a chance to think. Okay, I'll tell you myself. You may recall we had a deal in Lashon and the Rambam. Rambam had two different cases. The case was a Kesher Shul Kayama, which is not a Maise Uman. Then what word did the Rambam use, remember? What word did he use?
Potter.
Then the other case, our case, a Kesher She'eino Shul Kayama, which is a Maise Uman. What word did he use there?
Usur.
So I asked the question, why is one Potter and why is one Usur? Why? So I wanted to make the following suggestion in this light of the Rambam. Maybe if it's a kesher shel kayom, which is a fundamental definition of kesher, just it's not a kesher shel uman, that will call a malacha de rabbanon. It's a malacha de rabbanon. A malacha de rabbanon. Oh. However, a kesher shel she'ena shel kayama. Even if it's a maisei uman, I want to suggest two different levels. Number first level is, it's not a malacha derabbanan. We'll call it a gzeira derabbanan. Gzeiras derabbanan, as we shall see throughout the year, are more lenient than malachas derabbanan. But that's not going to help us over here. Because here even the various gzeiras derabbanan that are found in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah on Lamed Beis, they were not matter. I want to make the following chiddush gadol ma'od. Chiddush gadol ma'od. Maybe we can say, if it's eino shel kayama, it's not a kesher at all. Not a kesher. It's not a gzeira to shel kayama. You know why it's asur? To give the expression, uvdo dechol. You are tying a knot like an uman. Oh, an uman is a professional. He does a professional job. So you're mimicking him. Obviously, when he does it, he's doing it for permanence. You're doing it, in this particular case, in Kuf Nun Zayin, for a very temporary situation. Aval Pikein, it's an Uvda Dechol, which normally cannot be done, may not be done, but for a mitzvah Uvda Dechol is okay. That's Tosfos Lashon over here. Tosfos Lashon over here in Kuf Chavim Beis. Well, we make for a mitzvah when Uvda Dechol. Uvda Dechol is considered to be what? Medida. Rabbos say Medida. What's a Medida? What's a Medida? Medida is measuring. Rabbos say, I'm telling you right now, measuring for a mitzvah is mutter. As you want to know, is there enough wine in the cup for a revius to make kiddush on? You let him measure it. You let him measure it on Shabbos v'Yom Tov. The Medida shel mitzvah. Before Shigamara, we just saw it. Before Shigamara, the last half of Masech Shabbos. And do a matir medida litzorech mitzvah. The last two lines in the Masech. Let's take a seam, Rabbos. The last two lines in Masech Shabbos. Ema dam rabbanu medida the mitzvah. Love the mitzvah, mi amar. So the matir shel mitzvah, it's mefurish when it comes to medida. It's only for a mitzvah. For a mitzvah, right? You need a mitzvah. Right? And he tells, quotes himself back in Kuf Chavav, medida requires a mitzvah, pekika doesn't. Because that, if it would be a derabbanan, it would be yosur, no matter what, even for a mitzvah. This is a Shitas Rambam. Perhaps he's learning that a kesha uman, she'ena shel kayama, is akin to an uvda dechol, and that's why it's mutter b'makom mitzvah. It's not a malacha derabbanan, it's not a gzeira derabbanan, it's only uvda dechol. Wow. This being the case, Rabbosai, according to Rashi, and according to the Rosh, who holds like Rashi, there's no heter of mitzvah at all. Nothing. Nothing. Why my nafkamina? Glila for Sefer Torah. That's a mitzvah. So there are those who want to suggest it's mutter to do glila Sefer Torah, even though it should otherwise be prohibited by the Rabbanan, because aniva al gabe kesher. We see him a farish in the Gemara. Any kesher the Rabbanan is mutter for mokom mitzvah. It's hard for me to argue, except for two things. Number one, Rabbosai, that's an Eav Shebi Yanacha, the Mishnah Berurah. You have no alternative. Go to the store, buy a clasp, and it's an easy alternative, which is what I did. But number two, who said we accept this head of the mitzvah? It's true that Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Shulchan Aruch found Shittas HaRambam. However, according to Rashi, we don't find any source in Shas anywhere for a heter b'makom mitzvah. How do you like that? How do you like that? Not so simple. Not so simple. Oh, fine. Rabbosai, I want to tell you a chiddush nifla, which is found in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchasim, which drew a lot of criticism. Take a look here in Mishnah Berurah at the very, very end of Siman Shin Yudayin, the very last Os, Os Lamed Dalet. He quotes a Rambam. The last line, HaPosel Chavolim Chayav Mishim Kosher Vav Mafridon Ven Mechavim Lekalkel Chayav Mishim Matar. So says the Rambam. Where did he get it from? We're not exactly sure. Now, we don't know exactly, but he says it. Then the Rambam is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. On this basis, Rav Doiver Zal wanted to asser what we call today the twist ties. Are they still popular today? I think they still are. You go to a store, you buy a challah sometimes, you know, there'll be a twist tie around in the bakery. You know what I'm talking about? Is that the right word to use? In other words, yeah. Twist tie. It's two You know what those things are made of. It's a little thin metal piece. Very often they have on top of it something like a piece of green, what is that, paper? I don't know what they're made from.
Paper with
wire in the middle. You tie it, it stays. So Rav David wanted to say, that's posel kavolin. Wow, it could be chayav. I mean, it would be chayav if it was some degree of permanence. That was what we spoke about at the beginning of the year today. Three sheetahs according to the Rambam, what's permanent. Permanent mamish, which we almost never have in our world. That was Mishnah Berurah's sheeta. More than a day, which we can certainly have. Or an indefinite time. But even if it's less than a day, according to the Rambam, maybe also the Rabbanim. Because by definition, if you're chayav mishum kosher, it has to be a ma'aseh uman. That's the psak of Shmir Shabbos Kol Kosher. Wow. Question. I need my challah. Oinik Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. Remember, the Rambam is one who asked it. And the Rambam holds that with the first Rambam mitzvah, perhaps we have a right to be Megal. Perhaps. And according to Rashi, at least for one day, it would be mutter. You buy a fresh challah on Friday, you have to hope they it's really fresh. And so that tie was made today. Okay, you can take it out within 24 hours, according to the Prima Godim, which we spoke about. It's true. The Prima Godim says 24 hours. Others say it has to be before you go to sleep at night, so you have a problem with the next day's tie. But okay, fine. Others say the whole thing is incorrect. Incorrect. The whole thing is incorrect. It's not a tie at all. Posel chavolim is different. When you braid strings, it's considered to be a ma'isa uman. It's considered to be forever. But if it's meant to be undone immediately, it's not called a ma'isa uman in the first place. It's not so tight. You can pull it out very easily. That's what it's made for. Even Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, quoted the Shmir Shabbos, has a sad lahakir. Perhaps, a little bit. Rabbi Yashiv is quoted in a certain svarim as having a compromise. If you tie it around twice, I guess it means you twist it around twice, right? You twist it around twice, that's considered practically an Isur of Keshe. You do it once, it's nothing. And by the way, once will hold it. Am I correct? You take those twist ties, you tie it once. You just go around one time. Won't it hold? I think so. I guess it depends what's going around. Okay? That's a pshara of Rav Yashiv as it's quoted. Many posts can quote from him. It's a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush, Rav Yashiv? What's so special about one? I thought one is mutter, because it doesn't last. V'horaya. According to the Urayim, this one is the Isa Daraisa, Barosha Chuk, because it lasts forever. One, remember that we said? If I tie two things together and I only tie it once, it's not going to last so long. You know, we probably would say it forever, but it's just the once, it's not going to sit in so much Shakayama. If you tie at the end, in on itself, it's going to last longer. So therefore, you get an impression from that, from this Urayim. No need for, there's no magic number of two. The question was, will the one stay forever or not? It seems to me that the twist tie once around would stay forever. Maybe Rabbi Yashiv is of the opinion that one is nothing. Maybe he's passing against the Urayim. It's also one. I'm not exactly sure. But the truth really is that there are those who say the whole thing is wrong completely. It's wrong completely. The twist tie, you're not making it into a string. No. No, it's just to hold something together. It's not called a kesher at all. What's holding it together? What's holding it together is the fact that it's metal. Not the string. Not the string aspect. If I took the metal and folded it on itself without any string, I didn't twist it even once. If I have a plastic bag, I take the two sides of the metal thing, and I just fold one on top of the other. It also would presumably stay for a while, because the metal shabot holds it together. The metal. Oh, fine. Oh, okay. Now, Rabosai, take a look, Rabosai, over here in the Mishnah Berurah. And I'm trying to be very careful not to mix up our various agendas, because kosher ties in, bad pun. Kosher ties right in to Topher, and the two go together. I'm trying to separate as much as I can, but there are resemblances. You can't deny it, Rabbi says. There are certain resemblances. Take a look over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Remember, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about inyanim of kosher over here, but there are other places where kosher and tofer come a little bit together. Let's turn to Simon Shin Yud Dalet. We've been focusing on Shin Yud Zayin. We're going to have a little bit of a focus on Shin Yud Dalet. Shin Yud Dalet. Take a look at Shin Yud Dalet Siv Zayin. What is that? Chosamo Shebekalim. Konshida Teva Migdo. Shakisu Shalahem Kosher Behem Bechevel. Yochol Hatiro. Olachotcho Pesakim. Olahatir Kliyoso. It's a Mefur Shigamar and Beta. Daf Laman Aleph and Beis. Chosamo Shebekalim. So there were those who say that what we do with this twist tie is no more than, it's not a knot. It's Chosama Shebekalim. I want to show you where this, you don't have a Gemara Beit, but you have a Gemara Shabbos. Take a look in Tosus. Kuf Mem Vav Amar Aleph. Please take a look. Kuf Mem Vav Amar Aleph. I believe it's on the Ma'am Makom
Estum. Yeah, I think you do fact that there's no actual
knot. Right, that's what we're talking about. Right. But Posel Chavah also no actual knot. Posel Chavah was our right, and according to the Ram, the definition of kosher is Mechaber Shnei Dvarim, as opposed to the knot itself. If you recall, we spoke about that a while ago. Let's take a look. Matir u'mafkia v'chotech. He calls Beitzu yudlamet alf mebeis. Chosoma shebekelim. Matir u'mafkia v'chotech. Okay? It's a Gemara. So some things are permissible. So the question becomes, perhaps our situation should be similar to that. Let's take a look. Rabosai in Mishnah Berurah here in Simon Shin Yudalid. Sif Koton Lamid Yochel Atiro Lav Keshel Kayamahu Sherei Lahatir Tomid Hu Osui. It's made to be undone, what's called over here Tomid. What does Tomid need Pshuto? Either immediately, or both say either immediately, or it's not as Man Kavua. As soon as you get it, you're going to undo it. That's a very important question. Something is made in a factory, and you're not going to do it within the same day, is there any possibility of heter? The closest we can come to that, let's go back to Shin Yud. I want to say one thing first. Chsiv Ches, before we get to Chsiv Ches in Shin Yud Dalet. Chosolos shel tomorrow mugrogros, imakis tu kosher bechevel, mate vesoser shashos achevel vechotech afil de besakim. I feel the gufa shel chosolos, you're allowed to crack a nut to get the food inside. So to these chosolos, mine kalim, you can crack them too. Where does this come from? Shabbos daf kuf mem vav amen aleph. That's what Tosis is going on. Chosolos, be careful, the two different words. It's chosolos and it's chosomos. Lamin and men. Here's chosolos, where the small little dalet is on kuf mem vav amen aleph. Chosolos, says Rashi, Kli shall kapas tomorrow, v'osim kimin salim, v'nosim besochim tomorrow, v'roim li'z bashel. Matir, imakisu kosher bechevel, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to untie the knot. Okay, keep that in mind. All this is going to have to keep in mind. But let's go back for a minute to the point I mentioned before. Back to Shin Yud Zayin for a moment. Shin Yud Zayin, we have something similar, but all this we're going to come back to with greater length later on. The Mechaber says, Gimel, Matirin Beisatzaver Mikesha Shiksharo Koves She'eno Kesha Kayama. We saw this already in the Gemara and Daf Memches explains the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Aleph She'eno Kesha Kayama She'eno Osul Liskayim Rak Achikachenu Balabayas the Beisa V'yesh Machmir B'davar Elam Kain Osul Lahatir B'Oso Yom Shul Kviso. It's a Yesh Machmir. That's the Taz. A Yesh Machmir has to be within a day. But the main day in Mishnah Berurah for the Yesh Machmir is it's mut even beyond a day. Who says so to Lavush? So to over here, even if it's not within a day, perhaps this leniency would apply. Perhaps this leniency would apply. Perhaps. There's a fascinating Yerushalmi. I'm going to read the Yerushalmi to you verbatim. It's Yerushalmi right here. In Klal Gadol. Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, on Mishnah Beis. Chosel Shel Tamarin, Korea Umatin. The Bavli has it over here. Interesting difference in spelling. The Bavli spells Chosolos with a Saf, and the Yerushalmi spells it with a Samach. Wow. I don't know what I'm saying. But it's the same thing, obviously. The same Gemara. Fret the Heilige Yerushalmi. Ein zu haTorah. What do you matter? You over need some matter. Answers the Yerushalmi. Nase keshover es achovis lechol mimenu grovus. That's a Mishnah. Kuf and Vav. Shover odam es achovis lechol mimenu grovus. You can break a barrel to get the dried figs which are inside. Nusas taka. Why is that mutter? Why is that mutter? So the Chazon Ish has the following suggestion. Quote, Shem mate lo chayel alei, kevin lo osik batorah sakesher, ela ose derech kiloyon. Derech kiloyon. You're not trying to untie a knot. You're destroying it to get to the figs which are inside, or the dates that are inside. And the source for that are both in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Chaf Hei. Take a look. In Tzivkot and Chaf Hei, let's find it, go back. Shin Yud Dalet. Let's see it at the right place. Yes. Shin Yud Dalet, Tzivkot and Chaf Hei. This is where it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, we're not going to get to this right now. This is so complicated. It's about opening cans and things of this nature, which is, you have to worry about Matir and Soser and Korea. Okay, but just the one brief line in Mishnah Berurah Chaf Hei and Shin Yud Aleph, he writes as follows. Mutter gamken likroa ha'or me'al pi achovis shel yayin uvelvad shlo yechavein lasel zinuk. What's the source? Tosefta. The Tosefta says you may rip a hole in the leather which is covering a barrel of wine, as long as you don't make a specialized kind of a shape. We'll get to that later on in some of our containers. Spout. Tosefta. Why? Why is the Nisa Korea? So presumably the answer is because it's destructive and it's only to get to the content inside, namely the wine. So Tosu over here, you may untie a tie around some kind of a container which has in it figs or has in it dates, because it's called Derech Hashchasa, it's not called Korea. That's the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, based on the Mishnah Kuf Mem Vav, Chazon Ish, so maybe it's only Mutter, and it's Issa Derabbanan of Mekalkel. Of course, the question becomes, why is it Mekalkel? We said in the first shir, second shir, I think the first shir, the matir is not necessarily considered a mekalkel. That's the whole point. If you tear something, you destroy something, you erase something, that's considered to be by definition mekalkel. When it comes to a knot, that you tie it and you untie it, untying it is not considered to be necessarily a mekalkel. That's why Tosis is considering the possibility that matir is chayev even shelo amanas likshar. All the others are negative, destructive, and therefore it requires amanas l'taken. But matir might itself be considered to be in the category of tikkun. So how do we know that this svara is in fact the case? It's interesting. The lashon of the Yerushalmi is korea umatir. That's the lashon of the Yerushalmi. Korea umatir. Perhaps a chiddush neira. Maybe the Yerushalmi is saying what it's saying only in a case where you actually rip it and thereby untie the knot. But if you would untie it delicately without ripping anything, maybe, but just maybe, it might be considered in the category of a problem. Maybe. That's considered to be mekalkel, because right then and there you're ripping it. However, Rabbi Osai, in the Gemara on the Kuf Mem Vav Mem Aleph, the Bavli, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Dalet Siv Zayin, what does it say? The Bavli says, not korea umati, which implies that the untying of the knot is a result of the ripping action, which is destructive. No, the Babli doesn't say that. The Babli says matir. The first statement is matir. Before mafkia, before chotech, just plain old matir. Plain old matir is not destructive. So it's not destructive. The question becomes, if it's not destructive, so then the question is, why? Eino shel kayama. That's what Rashi said, the Mishnah Berurah said. All right? So the question will be, what's the halacha? It's not considered a korea at all. Not mekalka. It's not derech hashchasa. That's going to be a bit of a problem. A bit of a problem. Just to end the shiur today, Rabbos, I want to show you one brief source in Sha'arei Tshuva. The Sha'arei Tshuva is found in Siman Shin Yud Zayin. You may recall that the Rambam quoted from the Shulta Giborim, we don't do double knots. It's our minute. Says the Sha'arei Tshuva, because of Beis Reishu, you know what Beis Reishu stands for? Almost gave it away. Bir Kei Yosef. We usually have a Rosh Hashanah Beis Reish Kof Yud. That's just Bir Kei Yosef. But he has Beis Reish Yud, Bir Kei Yosef. Who wrote the Bir Kei Yosef? Who wrote it?
The
Chida. What did he write? Biglilo Seinu in all parts. Poshad Aminig Likshor Shnei Ksharim B'chagorosa Shem B'mosov. She'eno shel kayama, v'hu shel hedyot. Less the chashle el miyuta de miyuta b'tilim b'miyutayim. Question for tomorrow's shiur, if they answer. Tomorrow's shiur, regular time, Rabbi Osai? I give shiur regular time. Maybe it's a legal holiday, but especially today we give shiur early. So I want to give shiur regular time tomorrow, with your permission, 1 o'clock. We shiur tomorrow, Labor Day. Labor Day is avoidim. It's what's greater, odom la'omo yulot. Omo is a is learning, right? That's the best labor in the world. Of the Lashamra, right? Of the Mitzvah Seh is Talmud Torah. So, Mishra will fulfill Labor Day with the Mahajim and the Mahajim. In any event, listen very carefully. He says that they were lenient. Question. Is this leniency meaning they're going against the Ramah? Because the Ramah said that V'chein Noagin not to tie any keshes or shnei ksharim. Here, they did shnei ksharim. It's a pshat in Birkei Yosef, they went against the Ramah. Okay, wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. They go against the Ramah. Or is the pshat Ramah saying that they try to say that they're doing is not against the Ramah. It's not against the Ramah. Because they're saying definitively that in the case of Chagorosa, Shema Masnum, it's Shel Hedjot. Ramah is afraid, as the Shulchan Gibran was before him, that maybe it's considered to be Shaluma. Here we're sure it's not. How are we sure it's not? Who wants to give a guess? A one word guess? One word. One word. An English word. A Hebrew word. Whatever it was. One word. L-O-O-S-E. It was done loose. Remember. The whole word of the Shulta Gibran to be Machmer, double knot is why? Why? Hodekete, it's tight. Rabosa, right? Are you with me? So if that's the case, Rabosa, we have to understand, maybe they did it loose. And they were convinced that it was so loose, they didn't qualify for the Chumra, the Shulta Gibran, and the Ramah of possibility of a Maise Uman. Then maybe they can coexist with the Ramah. Or maybe they meant they're going against the Ramah. I'd like you to look it up yourself tomorrow and see what you think. Again, if you bring in a Shemir Shabbos Kilchos tomorrow, will be very, very helpful. And we're going to try to continue first in some Piskei Din. Then you have to go much more back to the Gemara. Again, we're going to have to see the Gemara again. For tomorrow's Shir, if you know the Gemara at the beginning of the Perek, again, better. The Gemara, right? The Kufir Afan Beis. It's an important Gemara, a very important Gemara. We went over it a few times already, but we're going to go over it again tomorrow, Be'iyun, to see this. And in context of the Mishnah, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara thereon, and the comparative analysis of those two sources will lead to some fascinating conclusions which you may never have thought of. So we need that tomorrow. We'll do that. I apologize to those who came on time. You're early. We have to get your email, or I don't know if Dove has your contact information, because we have to move by, unfortunately. But I know we have contacted you. Okay, so if you want to be contacted, please, you want to give Dove your contact information.